24:15-16 says, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden, that they should not know him." One of the strange things that I encountered as a young preacher was to find so many who thought that they knew pretty much everything they could know about Jesus. So when any preacher stood up to teach them, they didn't listen with any expectation to learn anything new about him. And sadly, their expectations turned out to be confirmed because so much of the preaching they heard was so basic and shallow and repetitive. But when I would prepare, I didn't actually set out to find something that others haven't heard. I would simply teach verse by verse through a section of Scripture, comparing Scripture with Scripture. I'll be honest, at first I expected to bore the brethren. I had this expectation that these were seasoned saints who had read the Bible through many times, sat under Bible teaching for years, and probably wouldn't hear anything new from me. I honestly thought my efforts to teach church members would be more of a refresher course, kind of a reminder of things that they had already learned, but I found the opposite to be true. The fact is, a small percentage of Christians that I've met have actually ever read through the entire Bible even once, and most who have did so more of a task than a joy and haven't read it through since. I also learned very quickly that very few Christians attend a church that teaches the Bible. I found that preachers had a collection of 100 or so sermons, in quotes for the most part, and they preach those over and over. Those sermons are short on Bible truth and long on everything else. The result is that the typical church member isn't much better informed about Jesus than is the rest of the world. Sad, but true. I'm not saying that these folks aren't saved, but I'm saying that the typical professing Christian is like the men who walked on the road toward the village of Emmaus. They were believers. They loved Jesus, I'm sure, but they just didn't know him as well as they may have thought they did. And so we're told in Luke 24:15-16, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him." We'll find elsewhere that they didn't know him because they didn't know him biblically the way they ought to. Jesus spent 40 days going through the Bible, showing himself to them, showing infallible proofs from the text of Scripture. So you just picture this. Jesus is walking beside these men who love him. They believe in him, but they don't know him. It's almost comical, but it's also very sad. And that's the purpose of these devotionals. We want you to know Jesus, and the way to know him is to know what God's words tell us about him. Yes, it's important that we are saved. That is the most important thing to settle in this life. But while salvation and eternal life begin with knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior, it doesn't end there. As a matter of fact, the whole point of eternal life is to begin an eternal relationship with God the Father, who we know by faith in and relationship with his eternal Son, Jesus Christ. A relationship accomplished, enabled, and carried on in the Spirit by the work and power of God's Holy Spirit in us. And the Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. As Romans 8:9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." If you have repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his shed blood in death on the cross and the power of his bodily resurrection for eternal life, the Spirit of Jesus is in you, and now eternal life has begun. A life of knowing Jesus more and more forever and ever, as described in John 17:3. "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Christian, you have eternal life. Start learning of Jesus more and more each day. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.